This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's talk mapping apps for a minute here, shall we? In particular, mapping apps when you're driving, because a lot of people couldn't get anywhere if their phones didn't tell them where to go or would get stuck in traffic jams they could otherwise avoid because their phones can pick out a shortcut. That dependence can be scary, though, because there is some pretty vital information that doesn't show up. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports now on the efforts to include railroad crossing data in your map app.
On the one hand, it's hard to see how the driver of the truck could make such an obvious mistake. The railroad crossing at 5th and Rice in Oxnard, California is pretty clearly labeled. There's a gate arm, lots of signs. But it was early that day, nearly 2 years ago, still dark, when the crash happened. Rob Malloy, who's with the National Transportation Safety Board, says the driver's attention wasn't totally on the road, and he missed his turn.
Because of the way the signal was laid out, because he was fatigued, he accidentally turned onto the railroad tracks.
The mapping app on his phone hadn't shown any tracks nearby. The truck got stuck and the driver abandoned it, he said, to get help. A commuter train, unable to stop, crashed into it and derailed, killing the engineer and injuring dozens. It's because of this accident that last December, the NTSB issued a safety recommendation asking tech companies to include the locations of railroad crossings in their mapping apps and to warn drivers when they're approaching one. It's not a new request. Sarah Feinberg is the former head of the Federal Railroad Administration.
Back in the spring of 2015, I started lobbying these tech companies to take this railroad crossing data that we have and please integrate it into your mapping applications.
The FRA has a database of the more than 200,000 crossings in the country. Feinberg says a lot of work's gone into making sure the data's accurate because she says a lot's at stake.
There are 200 people a year that are killed at railroad crossings. If we can alert them and let them know that they're approaching a railroad crossing, we could save dozens and dozens of lives every year.
They've been making the database available to mapping companies, but
in 500 feet, turn right onto South Rice Avenue.
As I roll up to the very intersection in Oxnard where the deadly crash occurred, there's still no sign of the crossing on my apps. Not on Google Maps.
Turn right onto East 5th Street.
Nor on Apple Maps.
Turn right onto East 5th Street.
As I comply, it's not totally inconceivable that I could have made the same mistake. My apps just tell me to turn right. The tracks do kind of look like a road. As to why the tech companies haven't incorporated the crossing data yet, it's not clear. I contacted Apple and Google, and they either didn't respond or wouldn't give an interview on the record. Experts in the field say there are a variety of reasons, though. Prisha Manasa is CEO of Mobius Logic. He studied driver safety and technology, and he says getting the data into the applications is relatively simple. It's developing and testing that takes time.
The real effort is really investigating how to make it interact with the user in a safe way.
You've really got to get the visual cues correct. Make it clear without being a distraction.
Yeah, you don't want to be liable for giving me a warning that caused me to hit a train, as opposed to me focusing on the road and noticing the train passing by.
Another reason it may be taking a while is that the company's priority is getting their maps ready for use by self-driving cars. But Michael Yule with consulting company McKinsey says those cars will need to know where the crossings are too.
Especially if there's a railroad crossing that has had issues in the past with cars being hit.
One company has begun offering railroad warnings on its new GPS devices. I talked with a spokesman for Garmin. He says it's part of its business model to offer the latest safety features. And right now, at least in this case, it's got a competitive edge. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.